Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Our triggers are teachers. They show us where we're not yet free. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. These are very short episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you and me take a few minutes out of our day to slow down, break out of our pattern, stop operating on autopilot, and really look at how do we want to show up today? Who do we want to be? What do we want to choose that we're going to be grateful for tomorrow? I saw this post from Dan Valentine. He and I were in a mastermind together years ago, and I still follow his content. I thought he made a really great point when he said, triggers are teachers. They show us where we're not yet free. I talked about triggers a couple weeks ago when I got some responses to my current protocol for losing baby weight and some people saying that it felt perfectionist to them. And I said, you know, I think that triggers really have a lot to tell us about our perspective or what we really want or what is causing us pain. And Dan really summarized it so beautifully when he said, they show us where we're not yet free. There's nothing that needs to be permanent about a trigger. And I'm sharing this from my perspective, which of course is different from your perspective. We're all very different in our perspectives because we're all very different in our experiences. Where I most feel triggered most intensely is around the death of my daughter. When people say things about parenting or, oh, you don't know how good you have it, or, oh, how blessed you are. And it touches that hurt place in me. It shows me where I'm not free. And that doesn't necessarily mean that I need to right now do healing work there. I am okay with my grief and my pain where it is right now. But there are a lot of people who are feeling wounded or feeling that other people have the ability to wound them, and they're not recognizing their own ability to heal, their own ability to work through the areas where they're not yet healed. And this ties in so powerfully to consistency, because a lot of times we use our pain and our emotions around our pain as a get out of jail free card. And that is a slippery slope. So for today, just think about what there might be in this for you. Triggers are teachers. They show us where we're not yet free. I'll see you tomorrow.